Hello, humanity! Good afternoon, good evening, or maybe it's the middle of the night wherever you are. And we are broadcasting from actually sunny Auroville in southern India. We have been just downpoured with rain, beautiful cleansing rain, rain cleaning us from the outside and the inside as I curl up underneath the covers. So welcome, 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 and thank you for joining us again today. So last week we ended with some things that are important for you. Who's the most important person in the world? You are. And people have responded back saying that they loved point five, which was to hug yourself. So let's start the show by giving yourself a huge, huge hug and breathing in and exhaling. So what I want to do now is talk about the relationship between nature and the healing properties of nature and us. Can nature heal us? Absolutely. And nature has healed us for thousands and thousands of years, for centuries. And embedded in the clown is that healing nature, going back into that childlike playfulness. Do you remember when you were young and maybe you would run through the puddles and you would make a big, big splash and rain would come into your boots, it would come onto your clothes, and if you were not wearing a rain jacket, you got completely wet, and you would twirl around and you would just laugh. So that's probably tip number one. Remember those times when you were running through the rain, or if you lived in the northern or deep southern part of the hemisphere, remember snowball fights. Remember when the snow was coming down. And I remember living in Canada and we would create snowballs. And as we created snowballs, then we would have a snowball fight. And we'd go, whoa! And we would throw snowballs and we would laugh and laugh and laugh. And so you see, when we laugh, we raise the endorphins, and those endorphins support us to heal our brain, our body, our entire being. Now, what's very interesting is when we heal, and through that vibration of healing, not only do we heal, but there is that science out there that says that that vibration goes to everyone in the universe, not just people, but we can also affect plants. Just as plants affect us and animals affect us, through our laughter, we can affect and we can heal. So remember, in the morning when you wake up and you're going through your gratitude of what am I grateful for today, laugh. And be grateful for that laughter, that joy that's inside your heart. And when you laugh out loud, it vibrates through all the world. Today is AIDS Awareness Day. And the theme for this AIDS awareness is to end AIDS, to be equal, and to end pandemics. So first of all, we've talked about the laughter and how that heals. The next thing is to breathe. So take a deep breath in. And you might want to have the tip of your tongue on the top, the roof of your mouth, just behind your teeth. And when you do that, you connect to the divine. And breathe in for six. Hold for six, and exhale for six. Now, when you add that healing power of pranayama and breath, imagine you're outside in the sun. So the rain has finished, you're outside in the sun, and take a breath in and absorb that beautiful sun and that prana. Just give yourself a big hug. And that is the gift of the sun that comes through all of you, goes down to Mother Earth, and rebounds back. So now we've had running through the puddles, we've had absorbing the sun, And also, when you go outside, look at nature. Look at the trees. Listen. Listen to that rustle in the trees. It's the wind. And allow that wind to come in. Well, there's two kinds of wind. If Hamish was here, he would talk about the other wind that goes in and out. But we're talking about the winds of nature, the winds that shift outside and inside. And when we shift that wind, we can shift the perceptions of our mind, the perceptions of our body. So these are three ways in which we allow nature to affect us. The healing gift of nature through the puddles and visualizing those puddles through the pranayama, and through the last thing I just said. So those are your three ways that you can bring nature right back home into you without letting that wind go on all sides. You're going to keep it in you. So on that note, let's laugh our way out and let's end this nonsense that's in the world. Let's look at each other with love, with laughter, with joy from our hearts, and let it vibrate and penetrate everywhere in the universe, and put an end, at least in our mind, put an end to everything that is destructive. And that thought pattern, innocent as it may seem, will spiral, and soon the whole world, from a clown's world, will be laughing. So on that note, Sri Priya, will you laugh with me? Hamish, will you laugh with me? 1, 2, 3. And let's send this energy out to the whole world to end all negative things, at least as much as we can. Bye for now. And hug yourself.